the United Press Conference is the controversy that's arisen, because that's finally an intrusion. The fact that the press, they don't realize, and still, I don't think, that they're making a mistake. And thank you, it's great today. The American Civil Liberties Union has got a big blast against you, they think it's terrible that you said you'll repeat this process again, that you urged other states. Could it be better? Because we keep that controversy going, we can keep your position established and reestablished, instead of just letting it be another blip in the night. I'm not
worried. I want to be satisfied.
Well, you know from the polls, but you also know you just your own gut reaction. You know that's polls confirm what you.
But it really strikes you that the polls are worse than the other. You think that I just know my defense is cooler than everything. It's like this forward playing, I guess, finding out the nice
press.
I don't know. I'm not Doug. Unless you have a really strong feeling about a press, then I might be with you. Unless we have a strong feeling, I'm not inclined really to, to go out and bait him again.
How to run and get a feeling of what's going there. The big thing out of that they've also, in my view, fallen into your trap on is the political thing.
They think that's bad.
Sure.
Why is it bad?
Because actually, Carol Kilpatrick's got a good piece on it today, but it's a big piece in the paper, and it's important. They think it's bad because they think you can't refuse to talk about political things. You've got to answer, how are they going to get their questions answered about political things?
I'm not an interest.
It's too bad. That's right. But I think they're playing their own biases, and they're totally blind to the people. They don't understand that the people, that there's nothing the people would rather have you say than I won't talk about politics.
Your candidate and talk about politics. That's the point. No, on the politics thing, Ron will not give an answer on that. There's no reason.
He won't. He's about to.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
But they're carping
it. I've said it before.
That's right.
I said it. Remember when I was with the commentators that night? I said, look, I handled the campaign. This is the president.
Kilpatrick came to point. He said, I don't know why they're so upset. It's the presidents have always taken this position. He said, going back to Roosevelt, when Robert Post of the New York Times asked him if he was going to run for a third term. And Roosevelt blew his stock. He said, you get the dunce cap and stand in the corner. He said, that's a very bad question for you to ask. And he put him in a corner. And 4 years later, somebody asked him if he was going to change vice presidency again, and he put him on the dunce cap thing. So we wouldn't talk about that. It's a normal position for
they're just trying to get me embroiled in their own goddamn controversies about all these political things, and I'm not going to ask any of those questions.
Well, then Kilpatrick does get off the track, but he says that the president did answer a number of political questions on civil rights and this and that and the other thing. And that's just totally, of course, everything you do is political in that context. So obviously you're talking
partisan political. The question is whether it's political or whether it's candidate.
Yeah.
I answered no questions, Democrat versus Republican.
Right.
I didn't answer any questions on an individual. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
It's Democrat versus Republican. I will not answer any question. I won't answer anything about the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee. And I won't answer anything with regard to individual
personalities or
candidates. That's really what, there's a real difference there.
Speaking of political, Dole has asked if he could see you either today or tomorrow morning back from another district around the country. Get a chance to report, I don't know whether you want to.
Sure.
You've got a time section if you want to.
And then that fills up the next press conference. The next televised press conference, I'm prepared to do the other.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think you've got so damn much positive stuff about to come up. You're going to be done if any, you know, if Paul Henry's little track starts bobbling, you're going to be dominating the news like nobody's ever seen it for a while.
Well, I don't need to come on, but that's all right.
That's my... Anything for a month. Anything in June, the boys start July, August, September.
You know, the idea, you know, of the politics. What the hell do those people expect me to do? I mean, there's Bernie Cannon was off the track, you know, and all these answers he suggested. They really expect, if the minute I get down to the ring with those bastards, first of all, I'm going to get the equal time.
Of course,
I don't want to mention that. But second, I am the president.
Sure.
I'm not going to use this press conference to take on a Klossy.
That's the point.
I'm not going to use the press conference to
take on a Klossy or anybody else.
Everybody else. I will talk about the problems, but I'm not going to talk about the politics of it.
People don't want you to. They've hired you to be president. They don't want you.
That's right.
Looking around at the people yapping at your tail.
Well, the comments are being condemned. Because you never care about columnists anyways. Yes. Speculated that Dan Donaldson then got to leave the networks. That's not the smart news that is Westmore, his own control. Destroyed the army in the process. But that's not.
Well, he's better keep control of Westmore.
Well, I'm going to try. Second, we got to meet him. We certainly ought to be able to get that unemployment figure. They must have it. You got to get it.
The rough figures that George shared, you know, look, we had about a quarter of a million increase in employed, but a bigger increase in employables.
Employables
in the operations. And the juggleable definitions.
Oh, yes.
Made it. understood from that, I didn't feel
the mean. I thought that was good. Come to think about it, I think I was right. I mean, I know Congress do it and everything is interesting. On this one, I think it was probably right not to crack. I think on this issue, to say, oh, I've had enough of that and so forth, I think it got across with the other three or four. I think in the future, on another issue, when they comment on something, to crack would be a better thing. I think I ought to start hitting them over. What is your view? Or do you think we made a mistake in not doing it on this one?
Not necessarily. I don't think you needed to.
I don't think that's my part.
You got to score in without doing it.
Well, we do like to talk to, can we talk to Ziegler? If you want to talk to Ziegler a bit about this. Yeah, I wouldn't go on to, I don't think I'd bother with Scally on this one. Do you think his judgment would not be, Ziegler should be the best on this one? Or do you want to get Scally to talk?
Talk, it doesn't do any harm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do any harm at all. Get Scally in more vote then. More from the public side, Scally from the press side, and Ron from the snakes in here.
But in mind, I'm not doing it for the benefit of the press, so that they know that I don't have to prove that I can have press conferences, and I don't want the press to say, look, you fellows didn't have a chance to ask all your questions, and I want to give you another chance. I'm going to come down for it. You did California.
Yeah, he wouldn't necessarily.
But it may be that this time. It may be that this time. I mean, yeah.
I want to do the same thing this time. You know, having done it in California, that's maybe the best argument not to do it.
That's the point. It looks like we're going to set a pattern. Maybe this time. I think here's another problem. If you do it this time, say, why aren't you going to do
that? That would be your follow-up press conference, yeah. Because it's become a tradition. I think maybe that's the strongest argument you've got.
I'm afraid we basically we shouldn't even do it. That is a very strong argument.
Because that's the way that anything like that, you know, you do two things,
the other guy not going to do it again in California. You take it, it's much more controllable in California. Maybe we say this for places like Cal State
and do it next time in Florida to the press conference in California and do a follow-up if you feel like it. And if it looks like
or you could do one before going to California or Florida. I'd like to do one in Florida sometime. Let them come over, you know, get one out of the way down there.
I think our next press conference
after the next one should be in California. And I think it should be at 8 o'clock. Let's hit the California audience right square in the nose.
Mums versus 31 the time before and 37 the time before that. And that's, summer is a good chunk of it. You get into daylight savings.
Isn't the summer then? Sure. But 27 million is a lot of 50 million people, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be 55 million people.
Just realize the power of this thing, about 55 million. Rather than farting around than even anything else, just anything else.
Yeah.
You just are getting the people.
No other way.
3 to 8 o'clock. On law and order in support of the police. Having the police today after that controversy over the other thing is good. And the fact they brought it up, I just went right off and said, by God, we're going to keep this city going. We're going to stop these things. The Boston police chief said, well, we're doing the same thing there. He's a Democrat, of course. Sorry. They aren't going to let this issue get out to the people.
Well, they've been kicked around so much by so many politicians.
They say that except in elections, they kick us around.
Yeah.
I said, no.
And they get down in late September, and everybody's with them for a month.
Right, and police cars and wearing American flags. And I haven't seen any of those Democrats with American flag on since. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Not a goddamn one. Even Mike. My mentor just came in during the campaign. He wore one. He hasn't worn it since. That's a pretty goddamn funny thing to do, isn't it? There's a drug thing in there. I really think
we're going to get it, Jack.
Well, I hope so. But we don't get somebody else. But I really feel the government's just got to speak. But let's have one answer.
Well, there's a lot of demagogic tough things we can do. But, you know,
I wanted
this whole business of foreign aid that what's his name on the hill is. Saying we shouldn't give aid to a nation that doesn't abide, you know, that peddles or raises marijuana, raises opium, ships it out or something. Things like that, maybe we can't get through that we can make a fuss about at least. makes a difference.
On the marijuana thing.
And just the flat, the opposed to legalization, you have it. And you get the chance, you should say that.
That was repeated by someone, and your calls around the country. They picked, were those the only two things that picked up? That and AA?
No.
A little on child, foreign policy, I guess, in China.
The one was the one that came, really came through. I really agreed with you, though. It's great the way he stood for it, demonstrated. Well, the way it is, because Dan Kress is standing there, and every one of those people thinks you're wrong.
These guys have all go out and say it. Should we